We're going to start with the Mishnah and Daf Ches Amud Beis. The Mishnah tells us, Ha'av gol al yedei ha-ben, ve'ha-ben gole al yedei ha-av. So Rashi says, al yedei ha-ben, im hargo livno b'shogeg, if a father kills a son b'shogeg, and the Gemara explains, we're talking about a case where he's not instructing him, not hitting him in a chino context, not even in an umnus context, but b'yesho umnus achrisi, a second umnus, and then even the father can go to Golas al yedei ha-ben, and the ben is gole al yedei of it. And the son, if the son inadvertently kills his father, kills him b'shogeg, the son goes to Golas. So now the Gemara asks the following kasha, viraminhi. So we have a brisa that seems to contradict our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that a son goes to Golas for killing his father. And the brisa says, maka nefesh, if you kill a nefesh, prat lamaka aviv, coming to exclude if you kill your father, where you do not go to Golas. So it's a direct contradiction. So Amar Rav Kahana Lokashya, HaRabbi Shimon HaRabbanon. So Kahana says, no, our Mishnah is Rabbanon, and the Braisa is Rabbi Shimon. Le Rabbi Shimon da Amar Chenek Chom Rabbi Saif, Shiga Saif, Nitna L'Kapar, Shiga Schenek Lo Nitna L'Kapar, Le Rabbanon da Amar Saif, Chom Rabbi Chenek, Horek Ove B'Shogek, Shiga Saif, Hu, V'Shiga Saif, Nitna L'Kapar. So the first answer of Rav Kahana tries to present that the Mishnah is Chachamim and the Braisa is Rabbi Shimon. How does that work? So let's, Rashi and the Ritva, I think, are saying the same idea. Perhaps the Ritva is a little clearer. We'll learn the Ritva first, then we'll look at Rashi. But I think they're expressing the same core concept. Let's see the Ritva. So the Ritva writes as follows. Rabbi Shimon Amar Chenek Chom Misayev Shigas Chayev Nitnu L'Kapara V'Shigas Chenek Lo Nitnu L'Kapara. Perish. Ha'horeges Aviv Yesh Bo Shtei Misos. So when a person kills his father, Rachman Litzlan, if he did it b'mezid, he's Chayev two Misos. What are the two Misos he's Chayev? On the one end, he was Make Aviv. So he's Chayev a Misas Chenek for Make Aviv. On the other hand, his father is not just a father, he's also a person. And therefore, he's also chayef saif for killing a person. So he's chayef two averos, two onshim, for one maisa avera. Yesh bo shtei misos, chenek mishum chovel, v'saif mishum rotzeach. V'kaimalon, we have a rule of kimle. The koshin is chayef shtei misos, nidam bechamura. He would only get the more chamur one. So according to Rabbi Shimon, which one is the more chomer onesh? Correct. Chenek is the more chomer onesh. Hilkach l'Rabbi Shimon nidon zdono bechenek ha-chomer. If he did it b'mezid, he would get chenek. If he's doing it b'shogeg, we are still going to classify him as an avaryon of chenek b'shogeg. Hilkach, and therefore, ein b'shigegaso golos. And therefore, since his status is a shigegas chenek, he did an avera of chenek b'shogeg, and for an avera of chenek b'shogeg, there is no golos. You only go to golos for shigegas saif. According to Rabbi Shimon, chenek is more chomer than saif, and therefore, there is no golus for shigegas chenek. Ein b'shigegaso golus, the shigegas saif hakal yesho kapara, velo shigegas chenek hachomor. And that's Rabbi Shimon. And that's the brisa that says that if you kill your father b'shogeg, you don't go to golus. That's Rabbi Shimon. Aval rabbanon, but according to Chacham, who say what? Who say that saif is more chomer than chenek. So when you kill your father, b'mezid, you were over Nisr Saif and Nisr Chenek. And you'd be Chayiv Saif. So now when we notch it down to Shogeg, it's Shigegas Saif that you're Chayiv for. And Shigegas Saif is Nitan LeKapara. Because after all, you go to Golas for Itzicha. Avla Rabbanan Nidan B'Saif HaChamura Hilkal Yesh L'Shgagaso Kapara B'Golas. Is the Ritva clear? Your silence is deafening. I sometimes wonder if I'm talking to myself. Okay. Just to make sure, just going to do one more chazara. But this time the chazara is going to be a chazara of the Ritva and Rashi. Let's learn Rashi. So Rashi writes, L'Rabbi Shimon de'Omar, B'Sanhedrin perek dalet Mises Bezdin, Chenek chomer misayef, U'ledidei, and according to Rabbi Shimon, Ha'horeg es aviv b'chenek, Ditznan mishnes chayes shtei misos, Bezdin, Nidon b'chamura, V'ahoreg aviv, so v'kifav yechayes shtei misos. After all, ha'osa chabur av min ha'nechnakim, hein, v'amake nefesh min ha'nerogim, v'kan yesh chaburas aviv v'retzichol, Rabbi Shimon de'amar, chenek chomur, im ha'yazem mezid, ha'yeh b'chenek, v'av shashu shogeg, lo nitna shigas l'kapara b'golos. In nitna Torah kapara l'shigas b'sayit, shikala, lo nitna kapara l'shigas chenek. In other words, again, the Torah was only mechadesh, a kapara of galus for an avera of saif, not for an avera of chenek. And therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, since chenek is more chamur, you're not going to go to galus because you're not fit for the kapara of galus. Okay, so that's Rashi, that's the Ritva, and we resolve the contradiction. How do we resolve the contradiction? The Bryce is Rabbi Shimon, the Mishnah is Rabbanon, Shalom al Yisrael. Okay, what's my question? So I wrote down my question. The analysis of the Pshat in the Gemara is built on the idea of Kimlei B'Derabine. You're doing two averis when you kill your father. You're killing and you're Oseh Chabura. You're doing two averis. Killing and you're Oseh Chabura Ba'aviv. When you do two averas, which one are you chai for b'mezid? You're chai for the more chamer avera. So now even b'shogeg, we're going to apply the din of shogeg to the more chamer din. And says Rabbi Shimon, shigigas chenek lo nitna lekapara. That's what he's saying. And I'm asking the question. Let's say the Avera at hand was not an Avera of beating my father. It's not the Avera we're talking about. Let's say we're talking about Chil Shabbos. And simultaneous with Chil Shabbos, what's the onus if I'm a Chal Shabbos b'mezid with Edim and Hasra?
Skila.
And Skila is very, very chomer. If I was Mechal Shabbos, simultaneous with killing a man. And if I did it be mazed, which onus would I get? Skila or Chenek?
Skila.
For sure, Skila. If I did it b'shogeg, I killed b'shogeg and I was Mechal Shabbos b'shogeg, simultaneous. Would you tell me that I wouldn't go to Gullus for the Hariga b'shogeg? That's what you're telling me, and I'm telling you, I think you'd be very wrong in telling me that. Like, what does the Chil Shabbos have to do with the Hariga? I was Mechal Shabbos, good. I'm not getting punished for that. I did it with Shogeg. And now there's an onus of Shogeg for a Ritzicha B'Shogeg and why shouldn't I get galus for that? Rabosa, are you hearing me? Shmuley says he can't hear me. Is that Shmuley or everyone? Shmuley, that's a din in you. Baruch Hashem. Okay. So, Rabosa, Isaac Forgash, what is going on? Okay. I'm going to leave that question. You'll appreciate the question when you hear the answer. Okay? Just hold that question. But I'm telling you that the fact that if I didn't bemaze it, I would only get the onesh chamura, what should that have to do? The fact that I'd get chenek and not saif, what should that have to do with the din shogeg? why wouldn't I go to Gullus for killing Bisogi? I'm not sure I understand that. Hold on. I want to develop another idea. That's answer number one of the Gemara. The Gemara comes on to answer number two. And that's the approach of Rava. And Rava is absolutely incredible. Incredible Shita. So Rava says, no. I'll give you a different shot. Rava Amar, now notice the drasha. What was the drasha that we had? The Brisa says, Maka Nefesh, Prat Lamaka Aviv. So says Rava, what does that mean? Prat Lamaka Aviv. Rava Amar, Prat Laose Chabura Be'aviv Bishogeh. This is what the Brisa is saying. The Brisa is telling you, of course, if a son, listen to this, I'll prove to you my question. Because Rava is saying, you're wrong, Rav Kahana. If you kill your father Bishogeg, you know what happens to you? Lekulei Alma? Says Rava, you kill your father Bishogeg, you know where you're running to?
Gullus.
You go to Gullus. Whether according to the Mishnah or according to the Brisa. You killed your father, Bishogeg. Good. You also beat him up. But you also killed him. For killing him, Bishogeg, you go to Gullus, like any other case of Ritzicha Bishogeg. What difference does it make that you also wounded him? What difference does that make? You go to Gullus. Says Rava, no, the Brisa is telling you, Prat la'ose chabura ba'ave Bishogeg. Whoa. Salka daita ramina came to Mezid bar katalahu. Bishogeg nami ligli kamash malon. That is an incredible statement of Rava. What is Rava saying? You might think, what's the din if I hit my father b'mezid? What happens to me? I'm chayv misa. So you might think, oh, if I hit him b'mezid, I'm chayv misa. So if I hit him bishogeg, maybe I should do what? Go to Gullus. Kamash malon. What happens to me? Gzeres HaKosev. This is Gzeres HaKosev. Only people who kill go to Gullus, and not people who beat up their father. Prat la'osa chabura ba'aviv b'shogeg, that you don't go to Gullus. What's bothering me? What's bothering me, Rabbi Osai?
What is the Havamina?
What in the world is the Havamina? Why would... Let me ask you a question. Back to my same question. If I'm a Chalal Shabbos Bishogeg, is there a Havamina in the world that I go to Gullus?
No way.
But if I did it b'mezid, I'm Chayv Misa? No Havamina in the world. What is the Havamina that if I hit my father, Bishogeg, I go to Gullus? So Rabosai, I think there is a Yesod that literally jumps off the page. I want to share the Yesod. If you have it, I'll hear it from you. And then I'm going to spend the next 10 minutes proving it to you. But what is the Yesod? What jumps off the page? Yes, Isaac.
There's a special din by your father, by hitting your father.
That what? What? Yes, what is the special din? Yes, what is the special din?
Hitting him is as if you're killing him.
Correct. That's correct. Hitting your father... If you plug it in to what I will call the Lumdisha computer of Torah, has a din of killing, of Ritzichas Aviv. And as a result, A, Rava has a Havamina, that maybe you go to Gullus for Make Aviv. Because Make Aviv has a status, has a din of Rotzeach. And as a result, hav mina you go to galus. After all, first of all, what happens if I were to make chavera? What's the din of make chavera? You get lo yosef. We said that's you're not allowed to hit your friend. You're a chayvel. You might be chayv malchus. You certainly have to pay, but you're not chayv misa. The Torah was mechadesh. That's true when it comes to make chavera, make aviv, dino kirotzeach. Now, if that's true, back to the first answer of the Gemara. So we understand the havmin of Rava. Now back to the first answer of the Gemara, and then I'll just prove this idea to you. First answer of the Gemara. The Gemara is, we're talking about Kimle. You know why you're talking about Kimle and why the Rishonim speak about Kimle, the Ritva, and Rashi? They're only talking about Kimle here. They would never entertain this possibility if simultaneous with my killing someone, I was also Michal Shabbos. Of course I would go to Gullus. But over here, there is a merger. There is a merger. Because when you wound your father, that's killing your father. And now, the question is Ritzichas Ovid B'Shogeg Nitan L'Kapara? What does Rabbi Shimon say? It's not Nitan L'Kapara. Why? Because the only time you get Kapara is when you did an Aveira that you chayv what? Saif. But this Ritzicha is an Aveira that you chayv chenek for. And an Aveira of Ritzicha that you chayv chenek for is not Nitan L'Kapara. That's what the Rishonim is saying, because there's a merger. This is all in the world of Ritzicha. Now take a look. I'm just going to fly through some Mar Makomos to prove this point. Look, please, we'll start with the base of Achira. The Me'iri on our sugya, source number 4, Dalet 4, is Mefurish. The Me'iri writes, V'chein halacha v'nischadeh shlo b'gemara, shlo omru b'ben ala av shegole, ela shohorgo. The only time you'll go to Gullus is if you kill your father. Aval m'choval bo, af al pishev amezid nerag. V'nimseis, listen to these words. Chabolas av, keharigas adam acher. Your chavala of your father is like harigas adam acher. Ain't a gole. Shol nemar din gole zeh lahorig nefesh b'shkoga. Look at the Rambam source number 3. Afal pisha chovel ba'aviv. Bizodom. Chayv mises bezdin. Kemo ha'horig shar adam. Do you see those words? Do you see those words? Why did the Rambam say that? Af al pi shachovel ba'aviv bezodon chayev mises bezin kemo ha'horeg shar adam. Didn't have to say that, but he's saying that because make aviv is dino kerotzeach. Take a look at source number 5. Very fascinating Mishnah. In Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Hamake Aviv V'imo Eino Chayav Ad Shiyase Bahen Chabura. Interesting din. You're only Chayav for Make Aviv V'imo if you make a Chabura. What does Chabura mean? Wound. It means wound. I'll translate it in the following way. You must cause bleeding. It can be either external bleeding or a black and blue mark. Internal bleeding. But there must be a wound. Chabura. And then he says, this is a chomer, there's a chumra of mekalel over makeh. Because mekalel, if you curse your parents, that you're over the iser, you're chayv misa, even la'achar mosam. However, hamake la'achar misa potter. Why might you argue hamake la'achar misa is potter? Why might you argue that? What might be the logic to that? you can't kill him twice. Or I wouldn't say you can't kill him twice. You can't kill someone who's dead. And if the idea of Makeh Aviv is a Ritzichas Aviv, has a din of Ritzicha, if he's already dead, there is no din of Makeh Aviv. And Rashi explains, V'makel achamisa pater de chabura leka. Now, why the significance of chabura? So you've seen the idea, I'm sure, in the past, and I'll say it again, is that the idea of blood, we have a concept called ki hadam hu hanefesh, that the life force of a person is dam. And therefore, we have a concept called mali katla kula, mali katla palga. Whether I kill him entirely or kill him partially, the chiddush hakra is ha'ose chabura ba'aviv, ki hadam hu hanefesh, represents a quasi-killing of the father. And this is echoed in source number 6, on Hedjim Pei Dalet Amid Beis. Abba God love it, Kei Bechabura. Lama Tznan, how come when it comes to Maka Ovi V'imo, Eino Chava Hachazbem Chabura? So Omar Kro, Maka Ovi Maka Behema, Maka Behema Ad Ovi Bechabura, Dixiv Bo Nefesh, Af Maka Ovi Ad De Ovi Chabura. And this explains Rashi, V'nefesh Mashma Dam. The idea of Ose Chabura B'Aviv is dam-oriented. That's a quasi-killing. And then the next Rashi says, L'nefesh Adon, Dahinu Aviv, Da'avagad lo ba'ina Misa, you don't need Misa, but Chabura Mia ba'ina, because Chabura is a quasi-Misa. This is echoed in the Rambam as well, in Hilchos Mamrim. Eino Chayiv Chenek, from Makeh Aviv Ad Shasvim Chabura. Avam lo osmen chabura, harei ze kemache echad mi Yisrael. When it comes to Shar Klal Yisrael, if you make them, if you hit Shar Klal Yisrael without a chabura, you violate the Yisrael of Lo Yosef. You violate Aver. The unique requirement of chabura that is applies is unique to Aviv. Does not apply to Shar Klal Yisrael. Why? Because Aviv is a halacha of what I'll call Ritzicha, of quasi-Ritzicha, and that's the Chiddush when it comes to Aviv. Two more points. Isaac, what's going on? Forgash, you had enough?
Ready, it's too noisy here. We have to move.
Okay, I'm almost done, so just put in earplugs. By the time you move, we'll be done.
I can't hear a Rebbe step, but...
Okay, fine, just mute yourself. Okay, anyway... Rabotai, we learned today's daf is daf kuftes, in daf yomi, Shabbos kuftes. 2 days ago, we started the perek shmona shratzim in the daf kuf zayin. And the halacha is when you wound someone on Shabbos, if you go ahead and extract blood, hachovel, whether it's an animal or a person, you're chayif. There are three shitas in Rishonim, what malacha are you over when you ose chabura, when you extract blood. Shita number one is you're over the Isser of Dush. Extracting a liquid from a solid is Dush, just like Chaliva milking a cow, just like extracting the juice from a fruit, that is all Meleches Dush. Shita number two is it's Meleches Soveya. You're being soveya. When you go and extract dam, you're reddening the area, etc. A malach of soveya. Look at Rashi, source number 9. Rashi writes that if you have chovel behem chad yeshlam or confers be gemara, v'havile chabura shena chozeres, v'havile tolda de shochet, is that making a chabura is a tolda of netilas neshama. Because ki hadam hu anefesh, mali katla kula, mali katla palga, chabura goes back to nefesh. And I will close with an absolutely stunning, stunning marimakam. I put on source number 8, Sifri Zuta, Perek Lamed He. And the Sifri writes as follows. This is our drasha. Make nefesh bishkaga, prat, Lemake mezid. If you're make bemezid, you don't go to Gullus. We know that. Mimayt ani es ha-shogeg, lo amayt es ha-mezid. Dibrav Chananya. And Elazar ben Masya Omer, whoa. Bishkaga, prat, lemake b'shabes. Whoa. Whoa. What does that mean? What does that mean? So, when do you go to Gullus? When you're makeh nefesh bishkaga, prat lemakeh bishabbos. What's going on over here? So I have a perish to the Sifrei Zut I pulled off of the Otzer HaChachma, and he explains. He tries to explain. Prat lemakeh bishabbos, perish. Prat lahoreg nefesh bishkaga bishabbos eino golem isum. Came the maze at Hayanidam Biskila Shihiachamura. Maybe this is coming to like our case, like the first answer of the Gemara. Remember the first answer, Isaac Shapiro? I struggled so much to come up with a Kimle case. It's a simple Kimle case. You kill someone, Bishogeg on Shabbos. So if you kill someone Bishogeg on Shabbos, you chai Misa, if you will. For Chil Shabbos, you're not allowed to kill on Shabbos. That's one of the Lamentes Malachos, Netilas Neshama. It's a Shigigas Skila and a Shigigas Saif. You don't go to Golas because of Shigigas Skila. The Bemegle need a Meskila, Shiachamura, have a Shigigas Skila, Velo Nitzel, Kapel, Kedamina, Hachi, Makas, Dav Ches, Alib Yabi Shimon, Lekabe Oreg, as Aviv. But then he says, I don't know who this is, but he quotes someone else. And this is what I'm underlining. The way this other Perish understood this line in the Sifri Zuta is Perish Prat Lechovel Bechabero Beshabbos. I'm sorry, the Lechovel Bechabero Beshabbos Beshogeg She'en Agola. In other words, there was a Havamina to think that if I smack someone on Shabbos, or forget smack someone, I do a blood transfusion on Shabbos on a person, Bishogeg, Havamina I go to Gullus. What? Havamina I go to Gullus for performing a blood transfusion, Bishogeg on Shabbos? What? Kamashmala, I don't go to Gullus. Rabbosai, what's the Havamina? What's the Havamina? Isaac, go ahead. Shapiro, go ahead. Right. So the Havamina is that Chavala Bishabbos is Netilas Neshama. So you might think, just like we understand by Osa Chabura Ba'aviv, that has the Torah gave it a din of killing. So too you might think, so too when it comes to Tolda on Shabbos of Netilas Neshama. So he writes, Pireish Prat Lechovel Bechaber Bishabbos Neshog, She'en Agola V'Kasha, Lama Lemiyute She'en Ochaib Golos Al Chil Shabbos Neshog, Pshita, for lo dummy, it doesn't have anything to do with it. So the Saka Daitamina, do Bichlau Maka Nefesh, Kedisa Besifri Pashas Maseh, because Chovel is also because of Netilas Neshama, Kamash Malon. So that's the idea. So just, Will, you asked a question on the chat. Why don't we say similar with giving a chabur to an old person? What's the lumdus that says one's father? The answer is because of. In other words, you'll ask me a question. It's a chiv misa by your father. You hit someone else. You punch someone else. Good, you're not a nice person, but you're not chayv misa for punching someone else. That's not the Torah went out of its way to tell you. If you punch your father, if you wound your father, you are Chayiv Misa. What's the message that you're Chayiv Misa? The message is that the Torah sees it as if, ki'ilu, a din of you killed. That's why you have to draw blood. That's why there's a halach of Chabura. That's why there's a Havamina to go ahead and assume that maybe you go to Gullus did the Shogeg. And that's why, even according to Kahana, the first answer of Gemara, there you might think that Make Aviv will merge with Rotseach, and therefore you might say you'll get the onus of Maka Aviv, maybe that will yield a Kimle, which will exempt you from your Chiv Golas, but certainly would not have anything in another area, in Chil Shabbos or any other area, you would not say such an idea. Okay, gentlemen, you got that? Any questions? Go ahead. Feel free to peel off if you like, but any questions, we'll take them. Isaac, yeah.
Yeah, I still don't really, I actually have the same question as well. I still don't really understand, meaning if Adam and Nefesh, right, we're going to say that by Shabbos, that it's Shar Kol Adam, or at least the Havamina is Shar Kol Adam, then how come we don't have that Havamina by regular people not on Shabbos? Then how come it's only Havamina on Shabbos?
Again, Shabbos, first of all, Shabbos is let's start with, back to Will's question. When it comes to Chovo Bechavero, there's no Onesh Misa. It does not rise to the level of Misa in any sense. Not only that, there's no Din of
Chab.
Why? Don't ask me. You can't ask me why not. That's not a question. That's you're asking me why the Torah not do that? That's not a question. Why did Ribbono Shel Olam not write the Torah that way? That's not a question. The din is, we're just analyzing the din. The din is, hachovo bechavero is not onesh misa. Does not require a chabura, which highlights this point. It's an avera. It's an avera, but it's not an avera of misa. What the Torah is going out of its way to tell you, when it comes to chovel ba'aviv, which is chayiv misa, which does demand a chabura, that ratchets up to a level of quasi-ritzicha. There you'll have a havmini, maybe you go to Golis. And that's why Make Aviv, for example, Achamoso is not also, because he's already dead. There's no, it doesn't partake of any kind of ritzicha element. When it comes to Shabbos, you also have a havmina. Why? Because A, Shabbos is also an onesh misa b'mezit. B, when it comes to Chovel, when you're Ose Chabura, it's a tolda of Netilas Neshama. There's an element of killing there. We see Mali Katla Kula, Mali Katla Palba. There's an element of killing there that the Torah is Mechadish, Yechayv Mishum Netilas Neshama. And therefore, there's a Havmina, maybe you'll go to Galus. Kamash Malon, says the Sifri Zuta, you don't go to Galus.
The worst thing, the Damu Nefesh applies to a father on a regular day or a person on Shabbos.
It'll apply to, you know, yes, if you wound another Jew, a regular Jew, you don't, we might still say there's an idea of ki adamu anefesh, but it does not rise to a level of quasi ritzich. That's correct.
I'm confusing. If that's the source of if ki adamu anefesh is the source of that you're going to be chayev on Shabbos for chaburah, or chaburah, then if that's the source, being like the rabbinics or whatever, is that, as you call it, just a textual hook, or is that really the source? Because if it's a textual hook, I gotta understand, okay, that's a textual hook, it's not really the source. They just have it sourced somewhere else. Meaning that's about that. But if that's the actual source, then how can they say that only by Shabbos and only by Aviv it applies, but not by regular being? If on Shabbos, Chaburah can rot because the total of Shechita or